Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Today's topic, the meaning of Jesus for believers. Jesus Christ is what Christianity is all about. He is so central to the faith that if you remove him, there would be nothing left. The centrality of Christ is presented in many ways in the Bible. One way is by the titles and the symbolic description believers use of him. The Apostle Peter talks about the centrality and the preciousness of Jesus in his epistle, chapter 2, verse 7. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. The word precious means of great value and worth, dear, beloved. Jesus is the pearl of great price. He is the one more precious than diamonds, gold, and silver. He's God's own beloved Son, who to those who believe, he has become the well-beloved Savior. Charles Gabriel shares his thoughts concerning the preciousness of Jesus in a gospel song. So precious is Jesus, my Savior, my King. His praise all the day long with rapture I sing. To him in my weakness for strength I can cling, for he is so precious to me. For he is so precious to me, didst heaven below my Redeemer to know, for he is so precious to me. Jesus is the Savior, the deliverer of his people. By his own precious, spotless blood, he paid the price of their deliverance from Satan and from sin. For you know it was not with corruptible or perishable things such as silver and gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect, 1 Peter 1:18 and following. Jesus is the Lamb of God, our Passover, who bore the wrath of God against sin in his own body on the cross. Peter writes of this in 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, and by his wounds we are healed. Because he died, we can live eternally in fellowship with God. My beloved is mine, and I am his, so wrote Solomon. Jesus is the believer's beloved. We love him because he first loved us. His love is the wellspring of our responding love. Yes, we do love him. Though we have not seen him with our eyes, our spirits have beheld him, and he is our beloved. Jesus is Lord is the slogan and the central creed of the early church. It is still the chief confession of the believer. Jesus is the sovereign king, the master and ruler of all. More than that, he is the Yahweh, the eternal God, come in human flesh. Jesus is more than a man. He is more than an angel. He is more than anything because he is the creator God become the redeemer man. Jesus is my Lord, and one day every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:11. Jesus is also the Messiah, the promised one sent from the Father. He is the fulfillment of all the prophecies and the climax of God's revelation. As the Messiah, he is our prophet likened to Moses, who tells us the very words of God. He is a priest fulfilling the roles of Aaron, but ministering out of the power of an endless life. He is David's greater son and Lord. Jesus asked the Pharisees on one occasion, while the Pharisees were being gathered together, "What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he?" "The son of David," they replied. He said to them, "How is it then that David, speaking by the Spirit, calls him Lord? For he says," and he quotes from Psalm 110, "The Lord said to my Lord," that is, Yahweh said to my Adonai, "set at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet." Jesus is the King of the kingdom of God. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Often when the psalmist was overwhelmed, he spoke of God as being his refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, Psalm 46. Jesus is the rock of refuge. He is the rock of shade and refreshment in a dry and weary land. He is the rock of stability and strength in the midst of a constantly changing world. God's rock is unmovable. God's rock is firm. God's rock is Jesus Christ the Lord. Charles Wigley testifies to this truth in his hymn. I have a hiding place when sore distressed. Jesus, rock of ages, strong and true. In a weary land, I in his shadow rest. He is my strength in all that I do. Jesus, Rock of Ages, let me hide in Thee. Jesus, Rose of Sharon, sweet Thou art to me. Lily of the Valley, bright in morning star, fairer than 10,000 to my soul. He is also the rock of provision, from which flows the rivers of God's supply. Paul looks back to the Exodus wilderness journey, and he writes of this: all of our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, and they all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. 1 Corinthians 10:1 through 4. He's the eternal rock, and all who trust in Him find security and peace. They find eternal safety. What does Jesus mean to me? All of these and much more. He is the inexhaustible fountain of life. And if you're a believer, then Jesus is precious to you, and He grows more precious as the days go by. This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. And the next time, keep looking to Jesus, God's own Son and our beloved.